This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes, despite Corona.
Dr. Sheely, I am so frustrated. But before I tell you about that, is there anything that you'd like to share before we get started?
I do think we need to discuss the lack of any discussion as to how the coronavirus got into a nursing home.
Sure. Let's talk about that.
Well, I mean, there's this big announcement that a second person died in Washington State, and they're saying that a whole bunch of in this nursing home have the virus, but they've never even suggested that anyone visited them on a trip from China or whatever. So, you know, it just is shaky as everything else in this whole scam.
Okay, so what we know is there are about 50 people who are residents, patients, living in this nursing home. And we also know, I mean, this is obvious that someone who's in a nursing home is in a compromised position at some level or multiple levels. We know that, right? Isn't that true, Dr. Sheely?
As far as I can tell.
In terms of immune system, mobility, lots of reasons cause people to go to nursing homes and live out their final days there. Well, they're kind of trapped there. A lot of them are in wheelchairs, and if somebody doesn't come to visit them, they can't get out and visit other people. They're trapped. I know this for a fact. Well, and I also know that the people who work there are not highly paid. I'm talking about the aides. The aides make about minimum wage. So the same wage is paid for a lot of the people who change the bedpans, wash the patients, bathe them, bring the meals, cook the meals, make about the same amount as a McDonald's employee, minimum wage. Yeah. And so,
I'm just thinking, and to me, working McDonald's is the same as empty deadpans.
I guess, you know, I guess the only difference is the bun. Well, so these people are trapped, these residents, these patients are trapped in the nursing home. And so they have no control over who comes to visit whom or who the delivery guy is or, you know, who brings the rolls, the spam, whatever is going to be on that plate. The patients there have no control over who visits. And it's like being on an airplane. It's like being on a cruise ship. When you're there, you're there, and you don't get let out until the paperwork is done, or unless your family, you know, shows up with some arms and says, you know, we're going to take Uncle Joe or Dad out of here. And if we have any resistance, I just want you to know that, you know, we're all carrying. Well, so there was a lot of cover up. And when I say cover up, I mean literally cover up about what happened. Because when they were hauling these patients out to, I guess, the morgue, there were employees there that had sheets, bed sheets, and they stretched the bed sheets so the cameras could not get a good picture of what these people look like. Now, what is the problem? So if you have a dead person on a stretcher, what is the problem? Are they bleeding from their eyes? Are they bleeding from their ears? Is the facial expression so frightening that there can't be a picture of it? Because we've all seen dead people on TV. So what is it, Dr. Shuley? Because I'm learning that there is a disease in Africa right now where people are bleeding from their eyes and ears and dying.
Yeah.
Is that what this is?
And as usual, the reporting is at best borderline and at worst deceiving, in my opinion.
Uh-huh. Right.
I mean, it's totally, totally, totally inadequate, and that bothers me more than the whole thing, because it means, as usual, we cannot trust the drive-by.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, here's an interesting thing that I wanted to share with you about the coronavirus. So you and I have been warning people for weeks, weeks and weeks and weeks about this. We've been talking about it, you know, what you need to do, what supplements you need to have, how you need to pay attention to hygiene, how you need to stay out of areas where there are lots of GDP, meaning generally dumb public. And so we've been talking about this. We've even been talking about self-quarantine. I have, over the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I called a few people, not many. I'm talking about people I am concerned about, people I care about. And I explained, I said, so y'all know about the coronavirus? Yeah, yeah. Are you concerned? Well, I didn't find much concern, which was quite shocking to me. And I said, okay, well, the coronavirus itself is a big problem. But the really big problem is the supply chain, because the Chi-Coms, the Communist Chinese, manufacture the ingredients for roughly 80% of our medicines. They make our antibiotics.
I love that. It means the drugs that I don't like and wouldn't use under any circumstance aren't going to be available.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right, Dr. Shuley. But many people have addicted themselves because of the poor medical advice that they've been given to these Chi-Com products. These medicine products. They're addicted to them, heart medicine and so forth. Well, pain relievers, I mean, all kinds of meds, prescription meds is what I'm talking about. Well, I mentioned the supply chain on each of these calls that I've made, and these were lengthy calls. I'm talking, I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes, explaining that the numbers are wrong, they're lying to us, the R naught is wrong. It's not 1.2. The infectious rate is that we're being told is wrong. The severity that we're being told is minimized, because there would not be the cancellation of flights. 200,000 canceled flights into China already. That was as of last week. That has made the media. That wouldn't happen if this were just the common cold, as Rush Limbaugh was alluding that this is. It's no worse than the common cold. Nobody stops transatlantic flights for a common cold. Nobody.
Common sense, the uncommon commodity.
Yeah. So I've been trying to explain this, and the thing that has gotten me stunned, Dr. Shuley, in class, is that there is no sense of urgency. Now, let me contrast this with something that happened with Dr. Shuley and me on the radio. I mentioned the supply chain, and Dr. Shuley acted, well, let me ask Dr. Shuley, how long did it take you, Dr. Shuley, when we talked about the coming shortage? I said there will be supply chain shortages, including toilet paper, including paper towels. How long did it take you to react, Dr. Shuley? Seriously. How long did it take you?
Well, that night.
Okay.
I ordered what I thought was a year's supply and got a 2-year supply.
Okay. Well, good for you. And I think that's prudent. because worst case, absolute worst case, is you'll have to use it. That's the worst case. Well, here's what I found out. That I said over the weekend, look, have you heard of Aldi? Aldi's a, you know, I mentioned this to the people I was talking with on the phone. Have you heard of Aldi? Well, there's one in your neck of the woods. Have you ever been? Well, if you haven't been there, how about this? They've got cans of beans, baked beans for 49 cents, corn 49 cents, green beans 49 cents, pasta $1.39 for 2 pounds, spaghetti sauce for 85 cents. Get some cases of it before the rush. Okay. No sense of urgency. Well, I said on Monday morning, you will probably hear that the panic has started on Monday morning. It will get into more panic mode Tuesday, Wednesday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we would hear about this. Well, it's happened. Headlines. Headlines on the Daily Mail. Panic buying hits New York City as anxious shoppers stock up on food and medical supplies after healthcare worker in her 30s becomes Big Apple's, that's New York City, first confirmed coronavirus patients. Shoppers have been seen scrambling for groceries in supermarkets in Brooklyn and Queens in New York. Social media have emerged, people panic buying at a Chinese supermarket in Flushing, Queens. Empty shelves seen in stores around New York amid fears of the spread of the coronavirus. New York had its first case confirmed on Sunday. Okay, so there are images of, it looks like Black Friday, worse than Black Friday, way worse than Black Friday. The pallet racks at Costco, where they have pallets of toilet paper and paper towels and things like that, empty. Not just, you know, a 12-foot rack. I'm talking like many 12-foot racks, empty, not nothing on them, nothing. Just the pallet, the empty pallet. The videos that I'm looking at, unbelievable, the long lines, 15 minutes just to get into the parking lot of a Costco. So people have waited till the last minute. Now, the people whom I've talked to, nobody was going to do anything. That was my impression until maybe this week. They've already missed it. And the expression that my mom used to use is, you know, I've been saying this till I'm blue in the face. That's how I feel. Dr. Shealy, I know without being in the exam room with you, that you must have that same feeling, telling your patients, here's what you have to do. Is my imagination running amok, or is this true?
No, it's true.
How do you get people to pay attention? Pay attention?
Did you see the article I sent you yesterday from the New York Times about the store that sold out of hand wipes?
Yes.
I ordered 4 quarts of rubbing alcohol to have on hand also.
Well, that's the thing about the GDP. They don't realize that you don't have to have Clorox hand wipes. I mean, it's certainly more convenient. But you can have rubbing alcohol. You can have a paper towel. You can wash your hands. You don't have to have antibacterial hand soap. You can wash your hands really, really well. And that will do almost as good of a job. Isn't that right, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, the term that I'm going to be using for this series of events that we're seeing across the world, I'm going to call it the Corona Panic. And it used to be that in October 1929, there was the first Great Depression. And the president did not like the term panic. And people were calling it a panic because they were in full panic mode. People were jumping out windows because they lost everything in the stock market. And so the panic was renamed by the government of the United States, depression. They said panic is too scary, so we'll call it a depression. Right now, I believe that we are in Corona panic mode for those who are paying attention. And yet the GDP are spreading this willy-nilly, carelessly, frivolously, recklessly, and they're traveling. They're getting in airplanes. They're still getting on cruise ships, and they're spreading it. There's a story about this businesswoman, and she got on an Aeroflot flight on a Friday in Moscow, and two passengers on that flight were infected with the coronavirus. The flight landed in Beijing, China, and as a result, she is now quarantined in a Beijing hotel, along with just about everybody else, except for the people who were infected with, confirmed infected, they're in the hospital. Everybody else, almost 400, are now guests in a hotel in a room they are not allowed to leave in China. Now, she's just on a business flight. And she thinks it's unfair. She thinks it's unfair that these two people got on. They had a relative who was from the area that was infected in China. And because another person got on the flight, they can't, this woman cannot get out of quarantine. She's locked down in Beijing. Kind of like the story of getting on a cruise ship. Getting on, finding out someone's infected. Now the whole ship can't dock. I don't understand what's wrong with people. If I had a boss that said, hey, Vinny, you got to go, you got to fly to Tennessee, I'd say, I got a phone. I'll make a call instead. I'll talk to them. I'm not going. I'm not going. But yet people seem to think that they have to go. They have free will. They don't have to go. They may lose their job. But which is more important? Infecting everybody in your family or losing that job? Any comments, Dr. Shealy, on what I think is idiocy?
Common sense, common sense, common sense.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's snowing out. Put a new coat. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
There is a pending epidemic. Well, take caution.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had had a trip planned to Assisi, North Italy, May 31st. I've already told the people who were going with me, we will make a decision April 15th, but that decision, unless something radically changes in the next 5 weeks, I'm not going to Assisi. Why would I fly into the area in Italy which has the highest concentration of the virus right now? In fact, the idea of traveling overseas anywhere right now is not on my list.
How would, class, just hypothetically, how would you react to getting on an airplane, flying out of New York City, heading toward Europe, and then finding out that you're not going to come back for at least a month? At least a month. You know, just going on a vacation for a week, and you're going to come back and then go back to work, and then you find out that it's a month, and then your job goes to somebody else because you haven't shown up for a month. Dr. Shealy and I'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Washington State, a second person has died of the coronavirus. These are the first two cases of coronavirus-related deaths in the United States. Meanwhile, several other states are starting to confirm their first cases of the virus, including New York State, where a healthcare worker recently returned to the U.S. from Iran. She's now in quarantine, according to Governor Andrew Cuomo.
She does live in Manhattan. She is isolated in her apartment, and there's no cause to do anything but that.
The former chairman and CEO of General Electric has died. Jack Welch's wife, Susie, announcing his death today. Welch took the helm at GE back in 1981. He retired just before the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. Welch was 84 years old. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh,
God,
you're...
Take my...
When you go to the...
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. Norm, SHEALY.com, a medical doctor, surgeon, brain surgeon, neurosurgeon, surgeon of the year, author, and my friend, Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, when President Donald Trump made that press announcement last week, he said there were 15 cases of the coronavirus in the United States. 5 days later, there are now 89. That's six times as many in 5 days. And what I was trying so hard to do without, you know, losing my temper with the people I was talking with, was to say, look, this is going to happen. Really, if you don't buy it now, over the weekend, you're going to be part of the mad rush when you do end up going to get it. If you do end up going to get it. And I'm talking about beans and corn and staples, toilet paper, paper towels, hand soap, I mean, bar soap, all those kinds of things. And why buy it when the mad rush is there and now you're in the midst of a whole bunch of people who might be sick? Why would you wait? Why not get it when the shoppers at the store are fewer and farther between? Why not get it then rather than wait till the full-blown panic hits? So I was really frustrated, but I don't think we can fix it, Dr. Shuley. I think this is like trying to tell a person who has type 2 diabetes, you know, back off the bread, back off the candy, you know. We can't get, Dr. Shuley, I have been unsuccessful, 100% unsuccessful in getting people who have type 2 diabetes to call in. We'll pay for the call, and you can tell them what to do. I can't get them to call even to save their own lives. I can't do it. I mean, I've tried. I've wasted my breath, and I keep thinking, you know, now I just kind of shake my head and keep going. I was really disappointed that I've been so unsuccessful. And I can't figure it out. I really can't figure it out. It's got to be all over the TV. It's on the internet. And I'm looking at our ratings right now, talking about this. They're not so good. I mean, sports is beating us today. How is that possible? We're talking about people dying and saving their own lives. And I guess it's not as much fun as learning about, you know, who caught the ball and who fell and who tripped and who hurt his arm and
how that's
on the ball field.
Just remember, by my standard, only 2.7% of Americans have enough common sense to live. I'm not being facetious when I say that. 97.3% of Americans have one to five unhealthy habits. 93%. I mean, why would you have one unhealthy habit, let alone five or more? It doesn't make any sense at all. So even those who've got four out of five are still putting themselves at risk by either smoking or being overweight or not exercising or not eating fruits and vegetables or not sleeping adequately. Any one of those is enough to kill you prematurely.
I've been to your house a number of times, and I've been with you a number of times. And, Dr. Shuley, I can say with absolute certainty, I have never seen anybody smoke in your house, on your property, or at any of your events. I've never seen that.
And well, you couldn't pay me to smoke. I mean, I wouldn't take $1 trillion to smoke one cigarette.
Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Shuley. You have family, and if things go the way I think they're going, and your family members decide to show up at your farm, and someone came over, not in your family, but maybe they brought a loved one who smoked. What would your reaction be? And we're talking about hunkering down now.
I would say, would you please go out to the pig pen? That's where that belongs.
Mm-hmm.
And I would insist upon it, in fact, even though we don't have a pig, there would have to be a cow pen. But
would you allow anybody to smoke in your house?
Oh, my God, no. I fight to death to keep them from doing it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what would you do if someone showed up at your house? And I'm talking about this situation getting more serious by the second, and it is. What would you do if someone had a risky behavior, whatever that is, and wanted to come and, you know, and hunker down at your house. Would you allow that?
No.
I would not. Mm-hmm. Well, that's how I feel as well. I've gotten some calls over the last few weeks. People have called and said, hey, listen, I want to come over and say hi. And my reaction has been so far, the gate's locked. The gate's locked. Maybe when, you know, when the gate's not locked, maybe. And that's how I feel. I do not want to be around people who are engaged in risky behavior. I won't allow that on my farm. As a matter of fact, I'm toying with the idea, and I've done some research about signs. And there are farms that have that are biosafe, S-A-F-E. And what they want to do is, not only are they organic, but they don't want biological contamination from outside. So, for example, there are chicken farmers, and I've talked to them right here in Missouri, and they have signs on their gates and on their fences that say, biosafe zone, do not enter. And they don't want the tire tracks of the tires of your vehicle on their property, because they don't know where your tires have been. They don't know where your shoes have been. They don't know where you have been, and they don't want you on their farm near their chickens. I'm very serious about this. Dr. Shealy, have you seen or heard about this? It's here.
Well, I haven't until now, but I can understand it.
Well, you know, we wanted to buy some chicken poop for, you know, we were considering that, using that as a fertilizer to experiment on one of our fields. And we knew of this farm. Oh, it's maybe 40 miles from here, and we happened to be going that way. And there was the sign right on the driveway. The gate's closed. The gate's closed. There's no entrance to the farm. There's a sign that says, a huge sign, says biosafe zone, no entry. No entry. And if you want to go there, you have to call for an appointment. And I have a feeling what they'll do is say, why would you want to come here? And then if you have a bona fide reason that's acceptable to the owners of the farm, they probably have a bath for your shoes that you put your feet in. So you have to have, I would think, you know, like rubber boots that are waterproof. And then you have to have them to get on the farm. No vehicles, then you put your rubber boots on your feet into this bath to sterilize your boots. Then maybe you can get into this farm. That's what people are doing. And I have a feeling that is going to be extrapolated and extended over into people's homes, where they're not going to let people in that they don't know, or even people they do know that they think have risky behavior. I think that this is going to happen. Now, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. And I think that this is so deadly that governments all over the world are taking actions to restrict travel. There's in Switzerland, there are no events allowed right now over 1,000 people. Now, what does that mean? Well, there are Catholic churches that have more than 1,000 people in attendance. Well, no church. The state is saying no get-together to worship in those numbers. There's an auto event, an annual auto event in Geneva. That's probably not going to happen also. And if you think about it, what's 1,000 people? We had 6,000 at our expo. People were, you know, side by side. You couldn't go in any direction more than 3 feet without bumping into somebody. That's the density that is concerning. And if you want to see something really interesting, just go into a store and listen to somebody cough and watch everybody back away. That's right now. Dr. Shealy, what do you think we should do in terms of, you know, we've talked about it. I think that there might be a few new people in class that don't know what to do? What do we do?
Well, number one, I mean, to me, you have adequate food. You have adequate toilet paper. You have adequate alcohol or bleach. And you curtail travel as much as possible. It's that simple.
Do you remember, it made the media probably, it had to be a couple decades ago, where, you know, those high-pressure toilets in public restrooms and, you know, in stores, you know, you kick that handle with your foot and it's like, shh, and so whatever was in the toilet, some of that gets aerosolized and spread. It goes 20 feet easily. Do you remember those stories, Dr. Sheely?
Oh, yes.
And we know that fecal matter, bodily fluids, carry this coronavirus. It's spread through that. We know that. We know that if you go into a men's room, it looks like there's a contest where the guys see if they can urinate, you know, 3 feet distance to the urinal, because that's how far the pool of pee is around the urinal. It's like when nobody's there, they have a contest, and everybody fails, so there's 3 feet of urine around the urinals, and so people are stepping in that, and can that carry the virus? Absolutely. And if we could put an ultraviolet-type dye on in that urine puddle, you'd probably see it everywhere throughout the store, tracked everywhere. That's a real concern to me. And do the stores have disinfecting lights? Ultraviolet C? Not many. Not many. Dr. Sheely, there's a run on toilet paper in Hawaii, and this was several days ago. Now it's being rationed, toilet paper in Hawaii. I'll tell you about casino
in
Macau.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shuley's with us, and we're talking about the corona panic. That's my term for it. We'll see if it makes the news with people using the same terminology that we just started here at USA Prepares, corona panic. Macau, it's a peninsula. It's almost an island. It's off the coast of Asia, and it shut down its casinos and entertainment sectors just now. And their income, well, almost just now, just a few days ago, their income is going to be down 88% for the month. Now, 88%, that means that they're running at a loss. You can't run a business with 88% of your revenue gone. Can't be done. So that's what they are doing to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. And here's a thought. What about spring break? Do you know people who are so proud of their children who have gone to Florida for spring break? That's where, you know, these girls twerk. And, I mean, it's like miles of orgy, spring break in Florida. People don't know people, and they have sex with them, and that's what our best and brightest are doing at spring break. And they end up on videos on the Internet. I'm sure the mothers and fathers are so proud of those daughters doing that. Well, do you want your children to go to spring break in Florida this year? Do you want them to? How about Disney? Would that be a good thing? You know, because I'm sure you've heard of people who've worked so hard and they deserve a vacation and go spend a few thousand dollars they don't have on the mouse. Yeah, in Florida, where it's wall-to-wall people. And most people go there via airplane. Does this make any sense to anybody? Or are you going to try to communicate what's really happening with those whom you love, who may have children who are going on, or think they're going on spring break? Dr. Shuley, any comments about that?
It's time to spring home.
Yeah, Dr. Shuley, you know, you and I live on farms. There's more to do here than we could possibly ever get done. The list is longer than we can, you know, check off items on. There's never a moment where I would say, I'm bored. It's impossible.
No. Boredom is
if you live on a farm, it's
an odd odd luxury, I would say.
Mm-hmm. How about people who go on vacation and, you know, they'll just hop on a plane and go on vacation and then just read? Just sit down and read. Can't they read at home?
You know, the interesting thing is, I would say, in general, all my life, since I became more or less an adult, since I went to college, I take a vacation occasionally with one or two days when I've already got to be somewhere on a trip anyway. I might spend an extra 2 days. But I don't just take a week or 10 days as a true vacation.
Right. So I can understand that. If you're already there and it's a destination that has some learning potential to it, I can understand that. But I cannot understand going to a destination where they have nightclubs and gambling and all kinds of, you know.
You know, Vegas, of course.
Well, yeah, actually I do.
Me, the only reason you could ever talk me to go to Vegas is a medical meeting that I really need to get to.
Mm-hmm. Well, several years ago, I did go to Las Vegas because that's where the annual National Association of Broadcasters convention was. And I thought that I might have a chance to meet Art Bell, who I considered, you know, the best broadcaster who's ever been around. And, you know, I just loved listening to Art Bell at night. And I thought that there just might be a chance. I didn't realize how big this thing was. It's huge. There's no chance of ever meeting Art Bell at this thing, but that's why I went. It was in Las Vegas, and it was pretty creepy. It really was. There's too many people. And I'm thinking about these little cities and even big cities who think that, you know what, all we have to do is attract people to come here, and we'll just take their money. And that's what Las Vegas does, attract people to come there and take their money. This little town down 20 miles down the road from us, in the county where I am, they hired a guy to turn this little area into a tourist destination. And I said, have you lost your mind? There's nothing here. The Civil War went around here. There's nothing here. There's nothing to see. And so what are we saying? Bring us your trash? Leave it here? Thanks very much. We'll be right back.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.